KCI 今聞いています。
ラストベッド KCI 89.9FM
クヨマン。今
日は聞きに行った KUCI。 Estás escuchando a KUCI 88.9.
Вы слушаете KUCI。
Vous écoutez la radio KUCI 88.9FM.
You're listening to 88.9FM KUCI in Irvine.
Reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents.
And this is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org. And coming up next is What Would Arwen Do? With me, Tani Tanuvio. And this is KUCI 88.9 FM.In Irvine and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org. And this is What Would Arwen Do? And this is the show where I ask if a Middle Earth elf lived today in Southern California, what might her life look like? How would she celebrate and support the arts, music, her community, and the preservation of Earth, its beauty, resources, and creatures? What would Arwen do?In Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings, A Guide to Middle-Earth, Colin Duryea writes, in his invented mythology of Middle-Earth, Tolkien intended that his elves were an extended metaphor of a key aspect of human nature. This elven quality in human life was a central preoccupation of Tolkien's. Elves like dwarves, hobbits, and the like partially represent human beings. In Tolkien's mythology, elves represent what is high and noble,In humans, in particular, they represent the arts in their highest form, work done in the image of God and his created world. In one of his letters, J.R. Tolkien wrote, the doom of the elves is to be immortal, to love the beauty of the world, to bring it to full flower with their gifts of delicacy and perfection, and when the followers come to teach them and make way for them. Hope and courage were predominant themes in J.R. Tolkien's work, and so my passion is that those of you who have creative gifts would not lose hope in bringing those gifts into the world to enrich and preserve it. So I am Tani Tanuvio, and I would like to say today, my govanen, to all my elf friends, hail and well met, and you are listening to What Would Arwen Do? On KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.And if you'd like information or to listen to any archives or podcasts of our shows or other great public affairs programming, please visit our website at www.kucitalk.org. And we are right now streaming live on the internet all across Middle Earth at www.kuci.org. And so today, I am very excited coming up a little bit later in the program.I'm having a very special guest, two actually. Chad Halliburton, a pastor at Rock Harbor Church here in Costa Mesa, and also Drew Bray, who is the worship pastor at Rock Harbor Church for the Shark Club. I love Rock Harbor because Rock Harbor really...celebrates the arts, and I love, they actually have, if you've ever been to Rock Harbor Church, in their hallway there, and they change these out, they have a whole gallery of art that they put on display to help local artists. They do, every once in a while, they do like this night singing where they showcase local musical talent, and they've always got great, just artistic things either going on or also as part of the service there. So I really love what that church is doing, as well as just a lot of good that they do in the community. They actually just had something called Community Help Day last weekend, where they went out into the community to do things like wash people's cars and trim people's lawns and...I mean, there were teams all over working with Rock Harbor, I think the Crossing Church and a couple of others. They just go out during the day. I ran into some of my friends at Ralph's Market. They were collecting donations, canned goods and stuff to take to a local food shelter. And giving people a list if they wanted of things they could pick up in the market to donate. And so it was wonderful. So I love a lot of the good things that they're doing over there. And I was very excited to find out that coming up the end of this month, starting... on August 26th. They have adapted a play from a best-selling book, Blue Like Jazz by Donald Miller. And I love this book because I have, you know, I like Donald Miller. I have a hard time actually calling myself a Christian sometimes just because of what that means and what that connotes to people. And early on when I was kind of struggling in my faith, not only did the elves help me a lot, but this little book helped me a lot because I loved God, I loved Jesus, but I wasn't so sure how I felt about some of my Christians in the Christian community, and just kind of how sometimes the Christian community can be so controlling, and the church wants to have its hands in all your affairs and tell you how to think and how to act and what to wear and what to watch, and I just had a little bit of a problem with that. And so anyway, this book, Blue Like Jazz, was wonderful. It's the subtitle is Non-Religious Thoughts on Christian Spirituality. And Chad Halliburton and Drew Bray, Chad Halliburton wrote the stage adaptation for Blue Like Jazz, and Drew Bray did the original music, and we heard a little bit of Drew's music in the last hour on the Hootenanny Swings, and I'm going to be playing another song of his coming up in a little bit when we transition to some music as I get both of them on the air. But I wanted to, a lot of times I read a little bit from some of the Lord of the Rings books about just some of the elvish culture. But I thought today I wanted to read a little bit from a couple of excerpts from Blue Like Jazz. I hope that will be okay with Donald Miller. Actually, I'm going to try and see if I can have him on it sometime because I think it'd be wonderful. But I love his writing style and also just his heart. I'm going to read a couple of excerpts. Again, this is from Blue Like Jazz by Donald Miller. Actually, if you want some more information about this stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz, you can go to thethreetreestheater.com. Again, that's thethreetreestheater.com and get information about that, as well as, or you could visit rockharbor.org. That's all one word, rockharbor.org. But I'm going to read a little bit from his chapter on redemption. He says, I don't think, however, there are many people who can stay happy for long periods of time. Joy is a temporal thing. Its brief capacity as reference gives it its pleasure. And so some of the magic I was feeling began to fade. This was, by the way, after he had kind of become a Christian. It is like a man who gets a new saw for Christmas. On the first morning, its weight and wondering at its power, hardly thinking of it as a tool from which you produce years of labor. Early on, I made the mistake of wanting spiritual feelings to endure and remain romantic. Like a new couple expecting to always feel in love, I operated my faith, thinking God and I were going to walk around smelling flowers. When this didn't happen, I became confused. What was more frustrating than the loss of exhilaration was the return of my struggles with sin. I'd become a Christian, so why did I struggle with lust, greed, and envy? Why did I want to get drunk at parties and cheat on tests? And then I love, he goes on, there's another excerpt here from his chapter on change that I think just is very poignant. He says, there is something quite beautiful. Oh, wait a minute. Did I skip a part? I did. Oh, this part. This is actually from the chapter on grace. He starts out, he says, I was a fundamentalist Christian once. It lasted a summer. I was in the same place of trying to discipline myself to behave as if I loved light and not behave as if I loved darkness. I used to get really ticked about preachers who talked too much about grace because they tempted me to not be disciplined. I figured what people needed was a kick in the butt, and if I failed at godliness, it was because those around me weren't trying hard enough. I believed if I got word out about grace, the whole church was going to turn into a brothel. I was a real jerk, I think. this is a little excerpt from his chapter on, the chapter is called Change. He says, there is something quite beautiful about the Grand Canyon at night. There is something beautiful about a billion stars held steady by a God who knows what he is doing. They hang there, the stars, like notes on a page of music, free-form verse, silent mysteries, swirling in the blue like jazz. And as I lay there, it occurred to me that God is up there somewhere. Of course, I had always known he was, but this time I felt it. I realized it, the way a person realizes they are hungry or thirsty. The knowledge of God seeped out of my brain and into my heart. I imagined him looking down on this earth, half angry because his beloved mankind had cheated on him, had committed adultery, and yet hopelessly in love with her, drunk with love for her. And I just love that. That, to me, really is quite a picture of God's love for us. So anyway, you might want to pick up this little book, Blue Like Jazz, Non-Religious Thoughts on Christian Spirituality, especially if any of you have been, as I have been at times, struggling with Christian church, with the Christian culture, and yet feeling a deep sense of connectedness to God. And anyway, you might want to pick it up. It's at your, you can get it online. It's at your local bookstore. And coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking to Chad Halliburton and Drew Bray, who have adapted this book, with the permission of Donald Miller, of course, have adapted to it to the stage. And that is a production being brought to the stage by Three Trees Theater. And you can get information about that at www.threetreestheater.com. It might be .org. I had that written down here somewhere. And this is KUCI 88.9 FM. And this is Tani Tenufiel here today. And I am having so much fun. It's just me here in the studio. So it's like way fun trying to do the phones and do the music. And I am so excited that I have a special guest coming up for the second part of the show, Drew Bray and Chad Halliburton, who are part of the creative team bringing the book Blue Like Jazz, best-selling book Blue Like Jazz by Donald Miller, to the stage here in Costa Mesa the end of this month. And we're going to be talking to Drew and to Chad coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to hear actually a song of Drew's before we talk to them. Drew, many of you may have remembered, last December, actually, Drew was on the Hootenanny show with me, and he did a Christmas show of folk music. It was just delightful. And he is the worship leader at Rock Harbor Church at the Shark Club that meets over at the Shark Club on 17th Street. It's on Baker Street in Costa Mesa on Sunday mornings. And if you'd like more information about that, you can actually go to www.rockharbor.org. And we're going to be talking about the screen adaptation. I do want to, actually, we're going to do that. I have a couple of giveaways today, but you're going to have to wait. Actually, coming up, we have to do the giveaways during music. Because I can't answer the phone or talk on the phone on the radio at the same time. We'll get it figured out. We're going to hear a song, Walking, by Drew Bray. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Drew Bray and Chad Halliburton about Blue Like Jazz. This is Tani Tenufiel here today on What Would Arwen Do? The show where we ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived in 21st century Southern California, what might her life look like? So we are today celebrating the arts, and in particular, the theater arts today. So please stay tuned and enjoy Drew while we're getting our guests on the line. Please stay tuned for What Would Arwen Do with Tani Tenufiel.
Let me steal your mind a while, if you would just allow me the chance to take you far away to a place I've seen in you, made for the first two, in the garden he'd wished for them that day. Now just to walk together free was their new destiny, from one to mate, but now single again. Originality and creativity, discovering the glories to the end. And I think that's how it was meant to be, just walking through Eden with you. And giving thanks for the birds and the trees we'd see. I'm gonna touch the rain, feel the sky, watch the wind blow through you. I know it's right. I see us walking into the night. And just like it was in the days of old, would you provide me my soul? Would you provide me? Yeah. Now I'd say we would both agree, it's not about me or you or what we both have done together. Instead, I would look to the great Trinity crew, who have drawn two people to their better. And although my mind wants to begin revealing what I'm in, there's always hesitation to disclose. You see, my words cannot relate, they're always one day late. What really should be said, God only knows. And I think that's how it was meant to be, just walking through Eden with you, giving thanks for the birds and the trees we'd see. We're gonna touch the rain, feel the sky, watch the wind blow through. 'Cause I know it's right. I see us walking on into the night. And just like it was in the yesterdays, we go walking someday. You and I go walking someday. Oh baby, can you and I go walking someday? Can we go walking? 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 Can we go walking?
And this is KUCI 88.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of California in Irvine and live 24/7 on the internet at kuci.org. And today, this is Tani Tenuviel, and I say Michael Vannen to all my elf friends, in case you're just tuning in. This is What Would Arwen Do?, the show where we ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived in 21st century Southern California, how would she celebrate and support the arts, music, and her community? And today, it is all about the arts. I am just thrilled. Before we get into today's program and interview, I do want to say I hope you will come back next week when my guest is going to be Peter S. Beagle, the author of The Last Unicorn, and who is nominated for a Hugo Award at WorldCon, which is the World Science Fiction and Fantasy Convention, which is this year in Anaheim. He's going to be on the show talking about his the coda to The Last Unicorn, Two Hearts, for which he's nominated. And we'll also be talking to a couple of the players of the Prancing Pony Players, who are going to be doing a play at a WorldCon. And so anyway, that's coming up next week. But this week, I am excited to have Drew Bray and Chad Halliburton on the program. We're going to be talking about the stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz, the best-selling book by Donald Miller. And let me see if I've got the guys here. Guys, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Hey. Chad is the pastor, one of the pastors at Rock Harbor Church, and responsible for the stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz. And Drew Bray is also a He's a worship pastor at Rock Harbor at the Shark Club, which is one of the things I love about Rock Harbor. If you want to go and do church someplace that's not quite just like your everyday church, you can go have church at the Shark Club on Baker Street and get great worship, a great message, and in an interesting environment. And Drew conducts leads the worship over there. Drew, what are the service times at the Shark Club? Forgot.
We got 11:15 a.m. service as well as 7:30 at night. So
that's right. And if people would like information about that, you can visit www.rockharbor.org. But today I want to talk to you guys actually about a couple of things. I want to talk to you about the play that's coming up later this month, the adaptation of Blue Like Jazz. But you also have another special kind of festival of the arts that's a precursor to that called Tableau. Chad, could you tell us a little bit about what that's all about?
Yes, certainly. The tagline on the end of Tableau is it's a festival for Christian artists, dreamers, and storytellers. And we're doing it August 23rd through the 26th. And really what we're trying to do is just show off excellence in Christian art. And not as a festival or a 4 days to show people, hey, here's how to do it. Here we're going to give you a seminar on a how-to on the arts. But really more our heart behind this whole thing is just to gather Christian artists from all Orange County and however far they want to come from and just celebrate some things that we've pulled in and seen out there that we would point to and say, that's how it can be done right. And these are things we're excited about. And to gather people together and talk about how this is a valuable tool not only in God's kingdom but in our community, and it's a great way to communicate truth with excitement and passion. And there are tons of volunteers who are putting this thing together who believe very strongly in it. And the cool thing is the first three nights of the festival are free. There were some donors who put up some money who believe in the arts strong enough that they said, hey, we want to donate towards this, and so the first three nights are free. And we've got, you know, we can talk details later if you want, but that's the gist of it, and we're really, really excited about it.
And people can get more information about that on the Rock Harbor website, is that correct?
That's right. You can go to www.rockharbor.org, or you can go to 3treestheater.com, and that's also where you can get information about Blue Like Jazz, because the fun thing for us is the first three nights of the festival are celebrating and showcasing film and dance and performance art and visual art and music. And then the fourth night of the festival, Saturday night, August 26th, is when we showcase the world premiere of Blue Like Jazz, the play. So it's really the climax of the festival.
Wow.
So both of those things are tied together, and you can find out about them on 3treestheater.com.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things that I absolutely love about Rock Harbor, that and it is a place where the arts are celebrated, and which I think that that's a very elvish thing, considering that the elves, you know, loved the arts and wanted to enrich the world, you know, aesthetically through song and music. And I believe they would have done it also through the visual arts. They created beautiful kingdoms and tapestries. And so I am very excited about this. Just for some of our listeners, I just wanted to mention this information is up on the website, but the first day, Wednesday, you have a gala festival opening at 7 p.m., and then you're going to be showing the movie. And this was a movie that was Academy Award nominated for Best Live Action Short, and it was also a 2003 Sundance Film Festival official selection. The music score was done by John Debney, who did The Passion of the Christ. So have you guys seen this movie? I haven't seen this. It sounds like an indie movie, kind of an independent movie.
Yeah, you know what, Drew, have you seen it, Drew?
Yeah, you know, Chad, I borrowed it from Chad, by the way. Hi, Chad, just so you guys know, Chad and I are miles away. I'm in Pennsylvania, Chad, I reckon he's in California, they're still hanging out. But I did borrow the CD from Chad, and the funny thing is, with my experience, I put it into my player, and for some reason, I wasn't able to show, none of the audio was popping up, and so I had to watch this thing silently, which was an experience in itself. But even just to speak to the power of the film and the way that visually he gets his point across, it's just it was stunning. It was just really stunning. I watched it with a bunch of folks at our house, probably about six or seven of us, and we were glued to it, even with no audio. So it's an impressive movie, to say the least.
Well, it says that it is a modern-day parable that tells the story of a steam train full of hundreds of passengers who are unaware of the danger as they head towards an open drawbridge. And when a desperate young woman, played by Linda Rybova, witnesses an act of virtue beyond her imagination, her life is changed forever. So this is a Czech movie, right? Isn't it? Is it?
Yeah, and most of the title's actual Czechoslovakian for the bridge, and there's a lot of tie-ins, and once you see the movie, it'll make sense. But
cool.
Yeah, it's in subtitles. But I got to tell you, this came across my desk months ago, and it took me a while to finally get to it and watch it. And when I did, it, like I said earlier, it was just one of those things where it stands out as, like it says, it's a modern day parable, but it's a parable of the Christ story. It's a parable of Jesus, and it's one of those things where it's just done so well that somebody who had no idea, had never heard of God before, who had never heard of Jesus before, might not even know that's what it's about because the film has done so well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's excellent in every way. That's why it was nominated for Academy Award. But the simplicity of the and how it showcases the message of Jesus in a way that's relevant, that makes sense, and that every person could understand. Doesn't matter what language, and that's part of the reason they did it that way.
Mm.
It's amazing, and it floored me, and I showed it to a bunch of our volunteers who were going to be a part of this event, and they felt the same way. And we just, however we can get this into our festival, we're going to do it, and so that's what's happening the opening night, and so it's going to be great.
Great. So this is a free movie concert, and if people would like more information, they can go to thethreetreestheater.com or rockharbor.org and click on Arts and Culture to get more information about that. And I will just say that I've been to Rock Harbor. The facilities there are excellent, and so you can be sure that the presentation of that film will be first rate as far as visually and auditorially. So I was looking also at the website. Again, if people are just tuning in, this is Tani Tenuville today on What Would Arwen Do, interviewing Chad Halliburton, who adapted the screenplay for Blue Like Jazz to the stage adaptation of that book, and Drew Bray, who wrote the original music for that play, coming out later this month, beginning August 26th. And we're talking a little bit about Tableau, which is a festival of Christian art and music and all kinds of wonderful Christian artistic things, actually, that is the 3 days before that, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, August 23rd through 25th. I noticed on Thursday night, August 24th, this sounds wonderful. It's called Driven, a multi-sensory dance experience through music, drama, poetry, and video. Experience storytelling through the medium of dance. Over 20 live dancers, actors, and musicians explore the human emotions on the pursuit of truth. The use of video and creative presentations of the Psalms serves as a bridge throughout the story. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. We're actually working on that a little bit today. And again, this is just something, it's the festival is all about showcasing all different kinds of art. And, you know, dance is one of those things that it's unique in its ability to tell a story, and that's what we're doing. And so, you know, in about an hour and a half presentation, there is a story. And like it says there, it just kind of explores the human condition on the pursuit of truth. And it does it through dance. There's video involved, live music. And, it's one of those things you just kind of have to see to totally experience and understand. But rest assured that the dancers are amazing. They're professional. They're all doing it as volunteers, but the quality is really high. And the idea, just like anything else, is to take people from A to B. It's great to just go and celebrate and see great art, but part of our heart behind it is to actually say something with it. And so that's why we're telling a story throughout the night, and it's done in very cool, exciting, abstract ways, but definitely makes sense by the end of the night.
Oh, great. Well, I want to make sure we have time to talk about Blue Like Jazz, so I would like to encourage my listeners to visit threetreestheater.com or rockharbor.org and click on Arts and Culture to get more information about Tableau, which is a special festival of the arts, August 23rd through 26th. And also for information about the stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz. And there's a special presentation on Friday night as well. I'd like to switch over a little bit because we're getting close to our time here. Well, we've got like another 10 minutes. But Drew, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. I am just very excited. Number one, I love this book, Blue Like Jazz. And number two, I love your music. So I am very excited to hear what you have come up with for music for Blue Like Jazz. Can you tell me a little bit about how it came about for you to be, is this something you've been working on or had a vision for some time, doing the music for something like this?
You know, I wouldn't say that it has been, although I've been a fan of the book for a while, and as Chad got his head and heart around the book and the possibilities of bringing this thing onto the stage, he just thought it'd be a great fit to pull my music and the way that I write music and the way I tell stories through my music into this play and see if it would be a good fit. And I guess I'd say there's probably a similarity. I'd hate to put myself on the same table even as Donald Miller. I mean, he's an extremely talented individual and storyteller in his own right. But I think if there is a similarity, it's probably the way we approach storytelling and just descriptions, modern-day parable type of stories. And I guess in that same vein, it would fit alongside the themes and the styles that he uses. So, when I knew that Chad had this opportunity in his hands, and he said, "Look, let's see if we can put this thing together, and would you be interested in doing some music?" I obviously, jumped at the chance to do it, and was pretty excited. It's been a few years since I've actually had a significant creative output since my last album, and so this was a chance for me to kind of dust off the creative outflow in me and see what happened. And it was obviously from a book that I completely believe in and can respect and would love to be a part of. So as I sat down and kind of marinated through the book again and its themes and its story, a lot of stuff was coming out of me, and it seemed like it was coming out fairly easily and smoothly. And hopefully some of the songs that you'll hear through this play will make sense and just augment what this book does and really what the adaptation to the stage of this book will do. So I think it'll be a good mix.
Yeah, well, I am very excited. How many songs did you write for this?
There'll be five total interspersed throughout the play.
Oh, wonderful. Well, just in case anybody is interested, I do play Drew's music on the Hootenanny Swings sometimes, and he does have a website of his own if you'd like to visit www.drewbray.com. Again, it's www.drewbray.com. You can get information about his music, and I will be giving away a CD of Drew's if you want to call in. Toward the end of the show, you'll have to call in while music is playing because... that way I can answer the phone. But and the call-in number is 949-824-5824. Again, 949-824-5824. And I believe we also have a couple of tickets that we're giving away to one of the performances of Blue Like Jazz. Is that right, Chad?
That's right. And there's two pairs of tickets. And basically people call in and you can give them the information to contact us here and we'll set them up.
Okay, great. So,
Tony, are you there still?
Yes, I am.
For sure. Let me jump in for a second. This is Drew again. Also, we are working our tails off to get a potential CD made and album ready for the patronage of this act. So, anyone who comes by, it'll be available for them at the performances themselves for those 4 weeks running, and then hopefully after that as well. So, keep your fingers crossed for that.
Oh, great! In fact, that was going to be one of my questions. I was hoping that you would. That you were going to maybe make a CD of it. I know that Rock Harbor puts out some great CDs over there, so I was hoping with all of their great talent in the engineering department that there would be a CD forthcoming from Blue Like Jazz. That sounds like it'll be really cool. Chad, can I talk to you a little bit about what was it like kind of bringing this, this is a pretty hefty book here, and it's got just so much great content. How did you choose which chapters, and what was it kind of like bringing the nuggets and bringing this into a play?
You know what, it was, as you were stating, to say the least, it was a challenge. But I think the biggest problem was trying to find, how do you fit, 200 some odd pages of incredible material into a play?
Mm-hmm.
Because And that was the main thing is, our first draft through was, probably 30 minutes too long because there was still, even after cutting,
right,
still so many great stories. He paints such incredible pictures of this journey of faith that he's gone on. And so that was the main thing is just trying to figure out what not to put in. And there are a few things, probably 5, 6, 7 scenes, and especially some of the main characters that you just say, these have to be a part of the story. They're the mm-hmm. crux of the deal. So it just kind of started that way. Well, here's the things that have to be in there, and then let's sprinkle the rest in,
mm-hmm.
And then cutting from there, really. And the cutting was the tough part, and also just trying to figure out, as you sit down, he paints. He's so thorough in how he paints his pictures
mm-hmm.
of these adventures he's gone on, and in a play, if it's just talking the entire time, that's not going to make for a very exciting 2 hours. And so
right.
how do we put some of these things to action? How do we bring some of these characters to life? And that's really been the fun part is, it's not just adapting his words, but adapting the action of the book and making it come to life on stage. And, it hasn't just been me. There's been a great team of people, but it's been a challenge. But at the same time, it's one of those things that just feels like a very special project, and everything's it's kind of just worked itself out. Each day that goes by, and Drew's music is a big part of that. He would never say this, but I really feel like these 5 songs are some of the best he's ever written. And so it all just seems to be working right now. It's kind of hitting on all cylinders, and it's been great.
So how large is the cast?
The cast is it's 7 people.
Cool.
And there's a total of some of the great characters from the book are in there, and there's 2 people in the cast that actually play multiple parts, but mm-hmm. there's 7 people in the cast.
Well, I would just like to encourage anyone who is listening. I have been to some of the productions at Rock Harbor, and it has always been first rate and very moving. In fact, there was a little play thing that I remember you guys did a couple of Easters ago. The thing with the umbrellas, the people
right.
with the umbrellas. And I'm not kidding. I was so moved by that. I mean, it was just the visual representation, the visual impact of that whole thing. I don't even know actually if there was music. The whole thing was just so beautiful and such a moving thing. And so many things that I have seen done over at Rock Harbor, they're always just of the highest quality and such a joy and inspiration to see. So I would really like to encourage people to check this out. My guests today are Chad Halliburton, who brought the stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz. He's bringing that to the stage. And Drew Bray, who has written original music, 5 new songs from Drew Bray for that play. And that will be coming out later this month, beginning August 26th. It actually kind of, the first show kind of is a kickoff after a festival of arts at Rock Harbor called Tableau. And if people would like some information about that, I would really encourage them to visit www.rockharbor.org and click on Arts and Culture. Tableau is a festival for Christian artists, dreamers, and storytellers. They're going to have a movie one night, a night of dance, a one-man play, just lots of really creative things going on that night. And then on the 26th, the first performance of Blue Like Jazz. And if people would like tickets to that or information about it, you can visit the website at www.3treestheater. That's threestheater.com. Or can I also give out this phone number?
Sure, absolutely.
714-384-0914, extension 306. Again, that's 714-384-0914, extension 306. And again, this is a stage adaptation of Donald Miller's best-selling book, Blue Like Jazz, Non-Religious Thoughts on Christian Spirituality. And I would really encourage people to, if you've ever kind of struggled with, maybe not even necessarily with your faith in God or in Jesus, but kind of had a struggle with your Christian faith and what that looks like, the walking out of it, and some of the things, that the church does sometimes in Christian culture, and kind of separating out what you know, kind of the wheat from the chaff with regards to your Christian spirituality experience, I would really encourage getting this book. It's just a delight to read. And at least for me, it was a great encouragement and inspiration. And I am absolutely thrilled, you guys, about this stage adaptation of Blue Like Jazz. Just to see what this is going to look like visually is very exciting. So anyway,
you know, I tag on to there. You mentioned visually. Our set designer is actually a UCI grad. She's she's in the program right now. She's getting her master's in scenic design at UCI for some of your
great
UC Irvine listeners out there. And the female lead, the part of Penny, is being played by Krista Cowan, who graduated with an MFA in directing last year from UCI as well. So it's kind of fun.
See, UCI is bringing the arts to the community as well.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the program today. And, Chad, I'll be in touch with you because I'll mention this again over the next couple of weeks. And we'll give away some more tickets. And, Drew, I want to thank you again, just number one, for your wonderful music that I get to play on my show so often, but also just for stepping up to the plate and getting your creative juices going for creating the original music for Blue Like Jazz. I am really looking forward to seeing or hearing what that's going to sound like. So thank you both for bringing your gifts of creativity into the world.
Thank you, Connie. Thanks for having us
You're
on.
Welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Well, Ellen Salalumen Omentielvo, a star shines on the hour of our meeting, and I hope to see you both before too long.
Thank you very much.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And this is What Would Arwen Do? With and my guests have been Chad Halliburton and Drew Bray, who are part of the collaborative team, creative team that is bringing the book Blue Like Jazz by Donald Miller to the screen, to the stage. If you'd like more information about that, please visit the website at www.threetreestheater.com, or you can also visit www.rockharbor.org and get more. Click on Arts and Culture, and you can get information about Tableau, a festival for Christian artists, dreamers, and storytellers that is completely free of charge, August 23rd through August 26th. And then starting after that, the play Blue Like Jazz will be running for a couple of weeks.